95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Tell everybody that crappy news you just told me.
Crappy news I just told you.
About July 4th.
July 4th weekend, there's a lot of delays and cancellations in flights.
For air travel? Already?
So maybe check on that.
Oh, man. I get to hang out at the airport again.
I'm happy I'm not flying.
Yeah. Crappy days right are now. Back again.
There was a thing going around Twitter a couple days ago that was, tell us the movie that you are positive you've seen more than 10 times.
Okay.
Well, that's a lot for a movie.
Yeah, I
guess. You know, I like a movie and I'll watch it 6 times and it feels like I've watched it a ton.
Right.
But 10 times is a lot.
There's a few that I have that are way over the 10 times mark.
Well, that's what I thought. So yeah. My list is this. The Hangover.
Right.
The Bourne Ultimatum.
Right.
Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Die Hard.
Great movie. Great Christmas film.
And Black Sheep.
Black Sheep.
Yes.
Tell everybody what that is.
It's not the David Spade one. It's a movie out of... it's not for everyone. I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay.
I'll put up a trailer on my Twitter.
Okay.
At the Kevin Ryder. But
basically, it's zombie sheep, right?
It's sheep where they're doing DNA testing and the sheep become zombies and the sheep start attacking and they say, get ready for the violence of the lambs.
This is like a Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Yes, and you it's say a you've terrible B movie.
More than 10
yes,
times.
Yes, I have.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's just.
You love it.
It's just so stupid.
Right.
Like a guy gets bit in the foot and it bugs him and it bugs him and it bugs him. He takes off his boot and he has a hoof.
Like you do.
It's just so
sure,
dumb.
Okay.
Just so dumb.
Wow. Black sheep, huh?
And the sheep are attacking. Anyway, that's my list of movies that I'm sure I've seen over 10 times.
Right.
You have your list. And then we'll take some calls at 818-955-KLOS. You're positive you've seen this
more
movie.
Than 10 times.
More than 10 times.
I've seen Rocky Horror well over 100 times.
Sure.
We used to go and got in for free. Star Wars, Dazed and Confused.
Sure, sure.
Looking forward to this weekend. We're going to watch it again. Jaws. That was my first date movie. I was 10.
Oh, what a great date movie.
It was. It was awesome. I was 10. She was 35. And Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I love that movie.
Oh, I've seen that one probably that much, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I saw it the weekend it opened, and just all-time favorite film.
When a movie comes on and you come in the middle of it, you're changing channels and you...
Oh, yeah. Just always stay with it.
Always stay with it.
Yep.
Right? Same
yep.
thing.
Yep.
If there are the movies that I love, like The Hangover, Ghostbusters, or Die Hard, or stuff like that, doesn't matter where it is because I've seen it more than 10 times.
You can start quoting the dialogue
right
along
so you can
with
just
it.
Pick it up right then.
Yeah.
Be a lot cooler if you did.
Right. So we'll take your calls at 818-955-KLOS, movies that you're sure you've seen more than 10 times. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are talking about movies that you like so much, you're pretty positive you've seen them more than 10 times. KLOS, hello.
How about Titanic?
Titanic is a long movie.
Are you okay?
It's a really long movie. Yeah, but you just hope that she'll make room for Jack on that door at the end.
Yeah. There's plenty of room.
She doesn't care about Jack.
No.
That's heartbreaking every time.
Right on. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, a movie you know you've seen more than 10 times.
Oh, absolutely. Step Brothers. Every time I put a TV.
That is a classic.
I love that, too. That is a great movie.
That is really funny. Right on. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. A new movie you know you've seen more than 10 times.
Above the Law.
Above the Law? Is that a Steven Seagal movie?
Yeah.
That's some guilt in that, yeah.
There was a lot of guilt. Look, you're not necessarily proud of it, but when it comes on,
whatever.
You watch it. What
are
you
going to do? Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS, that movie you know you've seen more than 10 times. Proud of it or not.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about movies that you've seen easily more than 10 times. KLOS, hello.
Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, that's a good one. Yep. Yeah.
Right on.
And another one, Remember the Titans. Love Remember the Titans.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
I don't think I've seen it
10 times, but it's a good movie.
Thanks. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
No one said Pink Flamingos yet.
No, that's true.
Hi, KLOS, a movie you know you've seen more than 10 times.
The Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, that's weird.
Movie.
Second one in a row. Nice.
Second right in a row. It's time to go to Vegas. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, that movie you know you've seen more than 10 times.
Aliens.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Wait, are you saying the second one specifically, Aliens?
Yes, Aliens.
Yeah, that's a gooder. I love it.
All right.
Newt. Love Newt. I've seen that one definitely more than 10 times. Hi, KLOS. Movie you know you've seen at least 10 times.
Rad.
Rad.
I don't know that movie.
Isn't that that bike movie from like the 80s, something like that?
That's exactly
Yeah.
So good.
Nice.
So good.
Now, right when you say so good, I mean, that's how I describe Black Sheep, but most people would hate it.
Yeah, you know, you know what? You're absolutely right. It takes a person to like this kind of movie.
All
right.
Nice.
So true.
Awesome. Right on. All right. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. What's that movie you know you've seen more than 10 times?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon, and we are talking about movies that you are positive you've watched more than 10 times. KLOS, hello.
Gotta be Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Are you excited about the sequel that's supposed to be in the works?
Oh, I was like chomping at the bit last year, hoping it would be released and streaming. But
right on, man. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. A movie. Have you seen Top? I don't know.
Seen Top Gun. Of course.
I haven't gotten all the way through it.
Yes, I have. Okay. It's an awful movie.
Yeah. KLOS, that movie that you know you've seen at least 10 times.
The Blues Brothers.
Oh, another good one.
You know, I saw that mall that they filmed it in.
From God.
Yeah, Chicago.
Yeah, and it had been empty at the time, but then it continued to deteriorate, and then there were people going into that mall, and it was, like, trashed.
Ruined,
but there was still some stuff from the movie on the walls and stuff.
That's
was
super bizarre.
Awesome.
Did really you drive through it?
I really want to. Hi, KLOS, that movie you know you've seen more than 10 times.
Up in Smoke.
Yeah,
another classic. Well done.
Thanks, man. Hi, KLOS, what's that movie you know you've seen more than 10 times?
I'm actually calling from Mesa, Arizona to tell you guys it's I Am Sam.
I Am Sam.
I Am Sam?
Is that the
what is that one?
It's the one with Sean Penn, where he's mildly retarded, to put it politely.
Yes, I remember that.
I don't know.
Why did you see that more than 10 times?
Yeah.
I put it on every time I clean the house, and I don't know why.
Wow, I love that. That's super weird.
What a bizarre thing to do.
That's awesome.
Do you put music on and other things, or just movies?
Or just that one?
Sometimes movies.
Yeah.
It just depends on my mood. Most of the time, it's that movie.
Right on.
Hey, for a reason.
Thanks for listening to KLOS Online in Mesa, Arizona. How hot is it out there today?
Let's see. We're at 102.
Sucker.
Right on. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS. The movie you've seen at least 10 times. Rated R.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about movies that you are positive you've watched more than 10 times. What is yours?
North Shore.
North Shore. Wow.
Hang in the 10, man. Right on. Who are you?
1989 is like my favorite movie ever. I watch it at least 4 times a year.
Wow.
Four times a year. Wow.
I have a few that I definitely watch several times a year.
Once during Christmas, one time during the summer.
It's the best Christmas movie that's ever been made.
It does touch the heart.
Right?
Right on. Thank you for calling. Hi, Galo. What's the movie you've seen at least 10 times?
Ace Ventura.
I know a couple of people who love that movie.
Same.
Yeah, right on. So, thanks for calling.
My friend Chip.
Yeah?
Was a fan of the Dolphins because of that movie.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow. Hi, Kayla West. What's that movie you've seen at least 10 times?
Tombstone.
Which one?
Tombstone.
Yeah. I saw that in a limo, oddly enough, that belonged to Howard Stern. It's a long story, and I was really wasted, and there wasn't anybody interesting in the limo. Yeah, we were heading down to Atlantic City, and I watched
that movie. That's the strangest thing I've ever heard.
I don't remember a damn thing about it. But thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS, what's that movie you've seen at least 10 times?
Caddyshack.
That's a good one, too. Now, Stripes, I should say, too.
Oh, yeah. So what about, are you, Caddyshack usually has the flip side of Airplane. People usually like one or the other. Do you like Airplane?
Not as much. I like Caddyshack.
Yeah. I think it was out at the same time. I think they were vying for everyone's attention.
Sure.
Right on. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. What's that movie you've seen at least 10 times? Apparently in a plane.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and Lethal Weapon.
And Lethal Weapon.
Oh, I forgot about Lethal Weapon. What was that,
1985?
Right around 85? 80-something. Awesome. Thank you for calling. Hi, KLOS. What's that movie you've seen at least 10 times?
Yeah, Apocalypse Now, 1979, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a pretty good one. I don't think I've seen it 10 times, but that's a pretty good movie.
I did get to see it in 70 Miller one time.
Did you? Sweet.
Yeah, it was awesome. Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. What's that movie you've seen at least 10 times?
John Belushi, Animal House.
Yeah.
Another great one. Another great one.
That's a good one, huh?
Yep.
Give me that guitar. Take care of that. I've wanted to do that a few times. Hi, KLOS. What's the movie you've seen at least 10 times?
At least 50 times. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yep. Sluggo said he's seen it over 100.
Yeah, I was in stage show, so I get in for free.
I could probably go there.
Yeah.
I'm convinced and I know it.
Hey, give me a V.
V.
Give me an I.
R.
Give me an R.
R.
I can't do the rest. I'm too lazy.
That is pretty difficult.
Thanks for calling.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Billy Idol has got some stuff coming up here on KLOS. Going to be taking over this fine little station. He's going to be doing that this weekend, playing what he pleases for a while.
Love that.
We'll give you the hours later on when we remember what the hell they are, but very excited about it. He's going to be here a couple of times on this weekend.
They are remaking the Munsters into a movie, and Rob Zombie is the guy doing it.
Oh, get out of here.
Yep.
That's awesome.
And he calls the Munsters for 60 years the greatest show ever.
Wow. Wow. I can totally see. Can't you think Rob Zombie?
Of course.
Young, watching the Munsters.
Of course.
This is my life, he says.
I can see that.
I bet he liked Elvira, too.
I can see that. But I'm not feeling like the Munsters was top.
No, I don't know.
Even 10 for me.
I mean, that's okay.
It's not great.
It's cute.
Well, so what's the greatest TV show ever?
That's impossible. I mean, everybody's got their opinion.
Should we just stick to comedies?
That's probably.
Because otherwise, it's too impossible to figure out.
Yeah. Is it, though? Who cares?
I think it is.
Yeah, it's certainly. What are your five favorite shows, television shows? Top five.
Arrested Development.
Oh, that's my number one as well.
Same.
Wow.
Two is Veep.
Oh, Veep. Okay.
Three is Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Four is Family Guy.
Really?
And tied at five is The Office and South Park.
Wow. Yeah, but really,
I was able to sneak six in.
Well, I'm kind of cheating, too, because I have to say all the Star Trek series is, though those aren't comedies, but like Voyager and Enterprise and the original series.
Well, so now if you're talking about dramas as well, then it changes.
All right, so let's drop that.
Okay.
And my other three, besides Arrested Development, I would say my top five, three, you know, five favorite are British. Monty Python and all, you know.
Yes.
The whole damn series. Spaced, which was Simon Pegg and Nick Frost before...
nice.
Yeah, back in the day before got read on you.
Mm-hmm.
And a show called The IT Crowd, which I know you would love. It's a British series, and it's just bloody hilarious.
That sounds good.
Oh, damn, I just thought
I found out about Aqua Teen Hunger Force last night.
Meatwad!
And the lead character of Meatwad.
And Shake, I love that show.
I probably watched 12 episodes of
Isn't
that last
night.
Isn't
it the
night.
Best?
Yep.
It's really good. And then, of course, What We Do in the Shadows. I thought,
right.
I love that show.
Yeah, but you can't put everything in your top five.
All right, so one. You would have to, you and I clearly on the same page. It's Arrested Development.
I think it would be Arrested Development, yes.
Because that's my life right there. That show encapsulates it for me, man.
Encapsulates it?
Sure, why not?
I think South Park would, man, that's a tough one.
Really? Between South Park and Arrested Development? That's interesting.
I mean, I guess if I was forced to choose, I guess I would choose Arrested Development.
Atta, Kevin. Good, Kevin. Well done, sir.
818-955 KLOS.
What are we? It's an illusion, Michael.
What are we missing?
Yeah, what else is?
There has to be TV shows that we haven't thought of.
Yeah.
One of which, to me, is 30 Rock, which I think is great.
Oh, my God, yes.
And Modern Family, which I always thought was great, but you can't put everything in your top five.
You've got to get it down to one, or they're gonna throw you off a cliff. You have to pick just one.
Just one?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess I'm going Arrested Development, and then if we're doing dramas, I'm going Sherlock, the British Sherlock.
Great series.
Best
great
show ever.
Great series. So good.
All right, 818-955-KLOS, your favorite sitcom, should we say?
Let's go with sitcom.
Favorite sitcom of all time, 818-955-KLOS. 955-KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Rob Zombie said The Munsters is the greatest TV show of all time.
I love that statement. I love that he would just... There he goes.
Also, he is making a
Fight
movie.
Me.
He is making a movie about the Munsters, so maybe that has something to do with it. We gave our top five. We're looking for your top five or number one sitcom. Do you have one?
Specifically number one.
Oh, my number one's got to be It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It's Always Sunny,
Philadelphia. I've never watched that damn show.
I have, and it's okay. It's your favorite, huh?
But it's your favorite, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be, I think it's going to be the longest running sitcom in history, too. So
really? Is it going to beat Simpsons?
Yeah, how is that possible?
No, oh, it's live comedy.
Oh, live. Oh, okay.
Yeah, live comedy.
I got you. I'm able to roll that up, set it on fire, and smoke it. And thanks for calling.
Set it on fire as well.
818-955-KLOS, all-time best sitcom. Never. Well, maybe.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. That's Kevin and Sluggo.
You're doing a Liz Lemon eye roll.
We're really not getting along today. Gotta be honest. We're talking about the number one sitcom of all time. What do you got?
King of Queens.
No way.
Come on.
You're joking.
I always like it when people are...
No.
That is a joke.
That is the craziest damn thing. I love it.
Denied.
We're very sorry. Apparently it's been denied, sir. You're never allowed to watch it again.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for playing along.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, thank you. Favorite sitcom of all time?
Well, Airwolf. That's a sitcom, right?
I don't even know what Airwolf is. What are you talking about? What's Airwolf?
With Jan Michael Vincent from the 80s?
No! No one likes that show.
Police Squad. I just remembered Police Squad in color.
So good.
No.
Hey, we're not listening to you.
Oh, sorry. Bye. Hi, KLOS, all-time best comedy series on television.
Sitcom. You could call it.
Sitcom, right. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm. You got to go old school. How about Andy Griffith?
I mean,
then I'll go Friends and Duck Dynasty.
Get the hell out of here. Duck Dynasty.
Hey, LOS, your all-time favorite sitcom.
Everybody's pranking us.
Oh, my God. It's got to be Seinfeld.
Seinfeld is great.
That's pretty solid.
It's tough to argue with that one.
Yep. Thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS, greatest sitcom of all time.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're talking about your favorite sitcom ever. What's yours?
I would say Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Another Always Sunny.
It's pretty amazing.
I need to watch that. I know people that just absolutely adore that show. And, I mean, you know, you can never go wrong with, what's his name now? Damn it.
Danny DeVito.
Yes, thank you. I love
him. Yeah, he's like wine. He just gets better with age.
It's true. That's a fact. Right on. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello. Best sitcom.
Cheers and The Office, for sure.
Well, he said The Office.
The Office is, yeah, that is one that I will watch every single time I come across it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you like the British Office at all?
I do, but not as much as the American one.
Yeah. You do like that 40-year-old virgin. Yeah. That's what it comes down
to. Yes, agreed.
Right on. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
We don't have the Addams Family, but we got Kevin and Sluggle all today.
That's a beautiful song.
You know what? Maybe Zombie will include that in the Munsters.
I'm sure he
will.
Just
to really confuse everybody. Thank you for calling, sir.
KLOS, hello. Best sitcom.
Married with Children.
People love that show.
That's a tough one to argue.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Married with Children. Good.
Right on. Thanks for calling. Who are you?
Kelly from Ventura.
Do you always watch it whenever you come across it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right,
Kelly Bundy was my spirit animal before I knew what the hell that meant.
That's awesome. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
So I would have to say Grace and Frankie is up there.
That's a nice one, too. I love that one. And it's the last season coming up. Boo.
Well, the first four episodes were already released, so I already watched those.
Yep.
But now I need the rest.
Now you're just bragging.
So, right there with you.
I would say that the beginning of The Cosby Show, Golden Girls, and the beginning seasons of Roseanne are still, and the Halloween episodes of Roseanne are.
You're just throwing out.
Everything that's ever been filmed is the best thing ever.
The fifth episode of the second season, the second half of it. KLOS, hello, your favorite sitcom.
It's got to be Home Improvement.
All right.
Oh.
Wait, I'm sorry. Do your impression again.
Oh, yeah.
All right, not voting for it now.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Yes, are you still doing the sitcom act?
Yeah, favorite sitcom.
Sanford and Son.
Oh.
Sanford and Sons was good.
I'll throw this out. It has the best opening music theme ever.
Other than the A-Team. Don't get me started.
How's about the feud with Aunt Esther?
Right? That feud with Aunt Esther.
I'm still fuming about that. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Can you get closer to the phone?
What does he mean?
Oh, there we go.
What's up, man?
There we go.
Way off the mic.
Top 5 sitcom.
Number 1 sitcom.
Any sitcom.
Oh, man, I got a number of them.
Number one.
All right.
You have to give us the top one, or we'll have you stabbed.
You'll have me stabbed. All right, cool. Yeah. Let's go with Dukes of Hazzard, bro.
Come on, man. Come on.
Someone's going to ask that.
Listen, you can like it, but best of all time?
The best of all time. I love Dukes of Hazzard.
No. No.
No.
It can't be anyone's favorite.
Well, Daisy, that helps.
Sure.
Daisy was you badass.
Loved it. Yeah, there you of go. Course. She loved her little shorts.
There you go.
All right.
Thanks for calling, man. I'm wearing them right now. KLOS, all-time favorite sitcom.
It's got to be BJ and the Bear.
What the?
Is that Bill Shatner? Was that Bill Shatner?
That's old school.
Yeah.
No way you think that's the best sitcom of all time.
Someone's going to ask that show where they put your balls in my mouth. Any minute now. 818-955-KLOS. All-time best sitcom.
Talking about your favorite sitcom. You have one?
Hey, Beavis Butthead there.
Oh, Beavis and Butthead. That's good.
Yeah, no, I can see
that's
that.
That's good.
Yeah, that's an interesting choice.
I like it.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, favorite sitcom?
Get Smart.
Oh.
Get Smart.
You know, I just said Sanford and Son has the best opening theme, but that
Get
was
Smart's
classic.
Pretty good. Yeah. Huh. I wonder if it holds up, though.
Yeah.
That seems
Have you seen it recently? Yeah.
No.
That'd be ridiculous.
Did you see the movie, The Nude Bomb?
No, I didn't.
That was kind of a disappointment. No, not really.
Not really.
Yeah. I was so excited about it as a kid. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't wait for this movie. And I was like, not so much.
Because he answers the phone on his shoe.
Shoe phone. Yeah. He was way ahead of everybody. Thanks for calling. KLOS, hello.
Favorite sitcom.
Hi, this is Monique. I've been listening to Sluggo since 1994. And I've been listening to Kevin and Bean Show since 1994. You guys rule together. I listen to you guys every single day on my way home. It makes me feel like a kid again, almost.
Thank you so much.
That's nice. Wow.
So, yeah, my favorite sitcom. Did you guys ever watch Coach?
Coach?
No, I never did. I know people really... Is it? Are you watching Ted Lasso at all?
No.
People keep comparing Ted Lasso to kind of the Coach, too.
Ted Lasso is head and shoulders above Coach.
Yeah? I've never... Yeah, I don't know. Well, all right. So, Coach, you love it.
I mean, Coach is great.
Clearly, you have damn good taste.
Right?
So, we're going to go with Coach. Coach wins. Yay! Ding, ding, ding.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello. Best sitcom.
Hi, MASH and South Park.
I was wondering when someone was going to say MASH.
Same.
That's an interesting combination. MASH
and South Park. South Park, I think. Yeah, I agree.
Did you like MASH when you were younger and then South Park later or the other way around?
I liked MASH when I was younger.
Right, yeah. I kind of thought that.
I got
That's
you.
Funny. Yeah. Right on. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. KLOS, hello. Favorite sitcom.
Bewitched.
No.
I was fascinated with that show when I was a kid. If you were saying this when I was like 8, I'd be totally on board. Yeah. Yeah. And I dream of Jeannie.
I dream of Jeannie because she's hot?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I also like The Monkees.
Oh, The Monkees.
We're not talking about shows you like. We're talking about your favorite
all-time
sitcom.
Favorite sitcom. And you're going to go with Bewitched.
Yeah.
Right on. What'd you think of the movie?
It was okay, but yeah. I like the show better.
Which Durwood did you prefer?
All right, listen.
Hey, shut up! We're discussing important stuff here! Which one?
Dick York.
I agree. Right on. Thanks for calling. Uh-oh, we're getting the alarm.
That means you've talked too long about that.
All right, now, I don't think we've come to a consensus, but let's take one last best sitcom of all time call.
All right.
And that is you. Who are you?
Bill Galloway.
And the number one all-time sitcom is?
That's got to be Bewitched.
Whoa.
Wow. All right, listen, we have time for one more. One more call.
Hi, KLOS. The best sitcom of all time.
Three's Company.
All right, one more.
I don't know. I was trying to hit the last note and I couldn't find it. Nope.
Not close.
Not at all.
Mm-mm. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Here's the headline. Camel beauty contest rocked by Botox scandal.
That's a lot to
Where do we start?
Sift through. Yeah. So
First
these actual
of all,
camels?
There's a camel beauty contest.
Where
That's
is
a
this?
Thing.
In Egypt?
In Saudi Arabia.
Oh, all right. All right.
It's the popular King Abdulaziz Camel Festival.
Oh, that dude rocks, man. He knows how to party.
Invites the breeders of the most beautiful camels to compete for, and this is how you know they have too much money. the hottest camel, I guess you would
call
it. Most beautiful camel. There are $66 million in prize money.
Wow.
$66 million.
Wow. Well, you know, that's insane. So this is sort of like their Thanksgiving Day dog show. We all get watch the cute little puppies, and they're staring at camels.
Yes.
Well, wait, so what went wrong with this?
They do Botox injections. This is how they cheat. They do facelifts.
Is there anything where people don't cheat?
When there's $66 million at stake?
Well,
I don't
true.
Think so.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
$66 and people will cheat.
They have cosmetic alterations to make the camels more attractive.
I don't want to know.
There are jurors.
It says jurors.
So there has to be like a group of people who get to.
And man, do they know camels.
Judge how hot the camels
and
are.
And how. Well, and I don't want to. You know how they always kind of feel all their various body parts.
Well,
you know, the
jurors decide the winner based on the shape of the camels' heads, necks, humps, dress, and posture.
Posture. It's a camel.
Now they have specialized in advanced technology to detect tampering.
Ah.
This year, they found dozens of breeders who had stretched out the lips and noses of camels, using hormones to boost the beast's muscles, injected camels' heads and lips with Botox to make them bigger, and inflated body parts with rubber bands. And they use fillers to relax their faces.
You know, camels are not very patient creatures generally. I mean, they got to be going, what the hell are you doing?
Also, they're not hot.
Yeah, you can't make camels them look better. Why would adding more camel make that camel more attractive?
Well, here's what I thought when I saw this story. I thought, you know, we need a correspondent.
You know, yes.
I remembered when the Dodgers were in the playoffs, we had Manny Ramirez, who was our baseball correspondent.
He had a lot of insight.
So I asked him to check into this story.
Yes.
And Manny joins us now on the show as our correspondent,
nice.
Our news correspondent.
Manny, welcome to
it. All right. Manny Ramirez, love camels.
You love camels. Okay, good. So this is perfect.
All right.
Manny
Ramirez, love camels so much. Manny Ramirez. In Saudi Arabia right now.
Oh.
I'm part of the jury to judge camel contest.
Wow.
Who has pretty camel? And Manny Ramirez helped decide.
How did you get to be on the jury to decide
Saudi Arabia?
Who has the hottest camel?
Yeah.
Well, they like to inject camels with a lot of things. Make muscle bigger. Make them look different. Mm-hmm. Manny Ramirez is an expert in doing that. Been doing that my whole career. They call up me. They call up Sylvester Stallone. They call up Mark McGuire. They call up all of the stars.
Barry Bonds.
Tammy Faye.
There was me, Rafael Palmeiro, Sammy Sosa. They're like, hey, you guys want to come to Saudi Arabia and pump up our camels full of crazy chemicals and make them look different? Because we know you guys are expert at doing it. So we come here. Manny Ramirez, like very much. Manny Ramirez used to come to Saudi Arabia with Steven Seagal. He loved camel milk. Delicious. Yum, yum.
Now, wait. You said you're a juror, but you're also there to help inject the camels?
That's right. Manny Ramirez understand that might be what they call conflict of interest. But you know what, Kevin?
What?
King Abdul Aziz, they're not much for the rules. They have like $500 billion, so they don't really care.
It's true.
They do whatever the heck they want. That's what I've noticed about Saudi Arabian princes. They pretty much do whatever the heck they want.
That is a fact.
Now, how many jurors are there so that they can help you pick the hottest camel?
12.
I was going to say 12 angry camel lovers.
12 angry jurors. 12 angry men. You know, in Saudi Arabia, there's no women. No. 12 angry men.
Yeah. I mean, I would have guessed they're angry if there's no women around. They start getting really angry, and then they only have camels that's to right. stare at. I mean, that's a mixture of hell.
You know what they call? Hmm. They call the contest?
What?
It's hump day every day. There was a little camel. He was smaller than the rest of the camel. You know what they call him?
What?
Camel Light.
Camel Light. I can smoke that.
Get it?
Yes.
All right.
Yes,
Manny
we got
Ramirez put a saltine cracker on his testicles.
What?
Yeah, he's a nutcracker. It's Christmas time. Hooray.
Well, thank you for your insight into this story, Manny.
Very helpful.
And I believe, like, we need to come to you for other...
Yeah, we're
stories.
Rolling in cash, so we're going to start sending you all over the planet, if that's okay with you.
Hey, listen, Mark and Brian, I always love talking to you. You are, guys, the best.
and my favorite. All right.
Thank you, Manny. Thank you. We appreciate
it. Thanks, Paul Moyer.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I say you just go ahead and cough miserably if you feel the need. I'm
trying to find a cough button.
I don't think it works. Yeah, generally at a radio station, there'd be a little button that mutes your mic so you can cough.
Pretty much every radio station.
But not here. Not here. But I think you should just let fly.
No, I don't want to.
No, it's hilarious.
No, it's annoying to me.
Yeah, exactly.
It annoys me.
Oh, well, never mind.
And I assume because it annoys me, it annoys
others. Who cares? That's what's funny.
We have four tickets for tonight's LA Kings game.
That's right, tonight. Can you go tonight?
We're looking for procrastinators. Not right this second, but a little bit later on. Yes. In the 4 o'clock hour, we will be looking for procrastinators who could actually make it to the game tonight. We have a four pack of tickets for you.
Very cool.
Let's talk about plastic.
Plastic!
Here's the headline. Sperm is being used to create an eco-friendly alternative to plastic.
I need you to leave the studio.
Right.
I'm not... What's so plastic, like in your bottle, your Coke bottle made of sperm?
Yes.
Oh, man.
A new eco-friendly plastic made from salmon sperm.
Salmon
has been invented by scientists in China.
Do you like, oh, my God. What's the eggs? The little, come on. Fish.
Escargot?
No.
No, I don't. Whatever you're talking about.
I can't believe it. So that's what eggs. So I guess they're saying, well, if you'll eat those, maybe you'll drink out of this.
Two short strands of DNA from the sperm were combined with a chemical from a vegetable that binds them together.
I see.
And it created a squishy material, which I don't love that already. I don't love squishy.
Nope.
Named hydrogel.
Hydrogel. Well, at least so they're not pleasuring the fish in order to create the new plastic.
I don't know how they get it. From here, the gel is then molded into different shapes and freeze-dried to remove the moisture.
And then immediately thrown away.
And then it's used as plastic.
Nope.
And then you can recycle it.
Yeah. Well.
So my question is always the same.
Uh-huh.
Who's the scientist that said, you know what I think might work? Salmon sperm.
Hey, bring that salmon in here.
How did that... Is it still alive? Good.
Is it in a good mood?
Bring Sandy in here.
Bring some salmon prawn. What is it like?
How do they decide, like, maybe this will work? You know what I think might work? Salmon sperm. Who says that?
Well, the donkey didn't work, so I guess maybe we'll move to salmon.
What is that? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Preach it, sister.
COVID-19 vaccination. A brothel in Austria provides COVID-19 vaccinations.
Cool.
For customers on site.
Interesting.
And offers free entry to the sauna club with the girl of their choice after they get jabbed.
Oh, really? And then more jabbing, I guess, takes place.
I mean, that's supposedly what they are, of course, insinuating.
Ha! So you show up there, and you haven't had your vax yet, and they jab you.
Mm-hmm.
But then,
then you get a 30-minute session.
Ha! Huh.
In the sauna club with the lady of your choice.
Then where's Vegas? Vegas, what are you waiting for?
Yeah, no kidding.
This is the way to go.
The brothel said the project, which started on November 1st, is a drive to increase revenue after the fall of the number of clients because of low vaccination rates.
Right, yeah.
So we will vaccinate you here, and then you get 30 minutes free.
30 minutes is a good start. That's actually a fair amount. So it's free. That's great.
That's like 8 times for you.
I'm not 18 anymore, man. That's awesome. That's a really good idea.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And then I thought about it for a second. I was like, wait, the shots don't work immediately.
No, I was thinking that. I didn't want to bring it up.
So that's bad news for the girl.
Well, can't they come back maybe later? They don't come back after?
It doesn't say anything about that.
I would imagine.
But I would hope so. Otherwise, they have to all wear like full body condoms. And that doesn't seem fun.
No, there's no.
Have you ever seen those?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, head to toe.
You're just horsing around.
I'm not.
There's
I'll post a picture.
Horseplay.
There's no horseplay. Well, maybe there is.
It would be safer.
There are full body condoms.
Huh. Did not know that.
I think they are basically
a joke. Oh, okay.
Things, you know, for
so
Halloween
I shouldn't
or
be
whatever.
Using it tonight.
No.
When I go to the brothel.
I mean,
to get my jab.
Never mind.
Well said, sir.
I just needed to edit myself there for a second. That's all right.
It's basically a story of our lives, isn't
it? Yep. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
These are facts.
It's kind of the time of year when they start planning Christmas birthday parties, isn't it?
You mean Christmas parties?
Christmas parties.
No birthday parties. Yeah, because we got free cake yesterday.
What I meant was work. Christmas parties.
Yeah, that's at the time you're like, oh, I can't come into work that day. Oh, I'm having eye trouble. I can't see coming in.
I don't know that everyone has had the bad experiences that we have.
Maybe not.
At the other place, it was terrible.
Nobody at the other place wanted to go to any of those Christmas parties.
No, agree. Because they were terrible.
Yes, and they got progressively worse each year. I mean, it was
amazing.
Do you
remember the Joan Rivers impersonator?
Oh, that was awful.
Yep.
Having a go at people, but it wasn't funny at
but
all.
But somebody, like, gave her information about people, and so she was making fun of an alcoholic.
Yeah, and all sorts of fun stuff.
Who ran from the room?
One
it
time
was
they
not pleasant.
Took us out on a boat in the Long Beach Harbor or something. And
yes.
We were out there for 3.5 hours or something. We were like, take us back!
It was about, you see, you would have been proud of me, because I went up to the front of the boat, and I said, hey, how long is this scheduled for? And they said, till somebody from that station tells me to go back. And I was like,
go back.
From that station, let's go back.
Yes.
They said, okay. And they actually
Thank you
You're welcome.
So much for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Also, my former partner Bean's wife and I, Donna and I, ordered a pizza to one party.
Oh, my God. That was brilliant.
Because
yeah,
it was like a coffee cup, and I don't know, it was a lobster or something, but it had its little claws and its eyes looking at us. And I was like,
This fancy hotel restaurant or whatever.
Yes.
And all of a sudden,
it was supposed to look like a fancy hotel restaurant, but it kind of wasn't.
It wasn't. And
it was
all
like
of a sudden,
second rate.
Dude comes breaking in with a bunch of pizzas. For all of us.
Yes.
We're like, woo!
Everybody was
so happy. Screw these things staring at us.
So work Christmas parties is what the topic is. Yours went well? Or not? Because a lot of people also don't know how to control themselves. So this is a social situation where you can drink with coworkers, and that doesn't always go well.
Yeah, but you know, if you really do like them, we would like to hear about that. What's that like? You would think that the radio station parties would be a blast, but
yeah, but they never let the party who throw they never let the people who throw the parties and the concerts handle the Christmas party. It's
Which
always someone else.
Would have been amazing if that had been
agreed.
The case.
Yes, but it's always somebody else, and it's never good. And we started dreading this time of year. We would dread the email.
Oh, my God. Big time.
Which you said we got here.
I think I deleted it. I don't know.
Good.
I'm battle bruised. I can't.
I mean, maybe they're fun here.
Yeah, maybe. Could be. We don't know yet. We'll find out. I mean, at least I know it's not on a freaking boat.
Yeah. Or at work at noon, by the way. Also, those parties suck.
That's the one they're doing.
Oh, no.
No, that's a good idea, don't you think?
Wait, that's a great idea.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
Wait, really?
I can't wait. Is the radio station on in the hallway? Turn it off.
You think it is?
Yeah,
really?
But, well, so anyways. Yeah, so you
work, at work at noon?
I think so.
Oh, I wish I was going to be here that day. 818-955-KLOS.
Tell us about your work Christmas parties, good or bad.
We're talking about work Christmas parties. You have one?
Oh, hi. So my Christmas party, it was my wife's. She had just gotten the job and won like a raffle for like a suite.
Okay, good.
Like for an awesome, you know, it was in the Balboa Peninsula in Newport Beach.
Nice. Okay.
And so she invited me. I met up with her and we got down in the hotel room and did not open up the back door that led out to the balcony that leads over. The balcony that looks over like Baja Sharkies in the district.
Right.
That's right there. And the following Monday, she got fired from that job.
Because
whole Christmas party. Experience.
Wait, because why?
Probably because her boss had a hotel that shared a wall with ours.
And he was jealous.
You left that part out.
We are convinced that is why she lost her job.
Wow, that's pretty bogus.
That is really a great time to get fired as well.
Well, at least you had a good night.
Yeah, we had a great night. And then the following week was like, great. I'm trying a new job in the new year when nobody's hiring.
818-955-KLOS, your party at work.
Work Christmas party.
Went astray.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It's that time of year, time for Christmas parties that are thrown by your work.
Yeah, this is one of those, like, you can't say, I don't want to go to that. You don't have a choice.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's pretty much the case.
Pretty much the case.
You had a good story?
They gave us a warning before the Christmas party. They said, make sure to be on your best behavior. So our Christmas party, of course, was all the corporate heads flown in from all over the country. It was held at the Hard Rock Cafe, and it was basically open bar.
Oh, you open best behavior.
Best behavior and open bar don't go together.
No, those do not go together.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
I myself blacked out, drove my car over the barrier of the road, blew out all four tires.
Whoa!
Is that your best behavior, sir?
Ended up having to leave the car on the side of the road and coming back to get it the next day. All the windows were smashed out. The battery was gone.
Wow.
But they left the bag of weed on the console in the middle of...
That is considerate.
Those are the lamest thieves ever, but good on them. Hey, so suddenly it's a good Christmas. It's a Christmas miracle. Dude, thanks for calling. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
To you as well. Work Christmas holidays. Parties. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I worked at... You worked at K-Rock. Well, I worked at KNX. You know what we got?
What?
The GM of our station made the salespeople pay for the Christmas party.
Whoa.
What?
That's weak.
KNX bringing in millions of dollars of profit, and they made us pay for the party.
Wow.
We're like, wait a minute. You guys are making all the money, and you're making us pay for the party?
They made you pay for their party.
Wow.
Yep. And we had to pay for the party for the whole entire staff at KNX.
Well, let's call them over there now and see if they're doing that now that they're on FM.
Wow.
See if that's their plan.
That's craziness.
Frequency modulation.
That was KNX philosophy. Salespeople have to pay.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent.
All right, right on. Thanks for calling. And Merry Christmas.
KLOS, hello.
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad I got on the air. So I used to work at Atlantic Records in New York City. And we had the best Christmas parties because all the record labels would get together for the Warner Music Group Christmas party.
Nice.
And they would rent a really big location like Roseland Ballroom or, you know,
Chelsea
Piers.
Right.
And they would invite the artists to come.
Oh, so, wow. And the artists are like, well, I guess I don't have a choice. It's the label, but I have to come to the party.
Well, it's, you know, free drinks.
Sure.
Free food.
Perform, you monkey. Perform.
Really good DJ, you know.
Ugh, DJs, they're the worst.
But the music was good, and, you know, I was right out of college, so I was in my early 20s. Nice.
In New York City, Noah.
So you loved it.
Yeah, so you had good times.
I had the best time. It was my favorite day out of the year.
Wow.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you had a good time. That's how it's supposed to be in
that's
the music business.
That's how it's
business.
Supposed to be for everyone.
That's true, yeah.
That should be everyone's story.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time, at least for a while. Thanks for calling.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye.
818-955-KLOS. Christmas parties at work, good or bad?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We're taking calls about good and bad work Christmas parties. You have one?
So I used to work for, I don't know if I can say the name, but an adult entertainment company. They kind of smell like peppermint, if that gets you somewhere.
Okay.
Okay, so I used to be a manager there. And they do the best parties of them all.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, they should be the best.
Oh, yeah. They would rent out, like, an entire nightclub. We went to the Mayan one time. The entire place was set out for us. Drinks, girls.
That's awesome.
All the clubs were invited from all over the United States. It was... And then we would all the guys, you know, all the managers and all the nightclub guys, we'd all rent out a floor at, like, the Bonaventure or wherever the clubs were. And just own the place. It was amazing.
That's what you would expect from that kind of venue.
Right.
Now, does it surprise you to hear that a radio station had the crappiest Christmas parties ever, man?
No, I believe it.
Yeah.
I hear you. I listen to you guys all day long, and yeah, I believe everything you're saying.
It's not supposed to be that way.
No, it is not.
But dude, that's awesome.
It's a time for giving.
Correct.
Exactly.
Correct.
Dude, thank you for calling,
all right,
man.
Guys, keep rocking on. Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, man.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I'm calling the holiday party.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good or bad for you?
You guys are old enough to remember Malibu Grand Prix. Does that ring a bell with you guys?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, so I worked there as a kid. One year we had a holiday party there. And to this day, I'm still amazed that no one got maimed or killed. So, I mean, it was absolutely insane. We turned the lights off and raced on the track. We raced on the track backwards.
Oh, cool.
That's pretty great.
That rules.
And then towards the end of the night, because no one had died, we decided to take the cars across the street to the old Northridge Mall. It had those big pillars.
Yeah.
Yep.
Ground. So we did slalom racing in between the pillars.
Wow.
11:30, 12 o'clock at night, doing 70 miles an hour. Yeah. It was amazing.
That is a Christmas party.
I'm only happy that I didn't get the opportunity to join that party because I might be dead.
Yeah, we wouldn't have Kevin with us anymore.
It's possible.
I'm amazed no one got hurt, but man,
certainly burned in my memory for the rest of my life.
Dude, that is phenomenal. Awesome. Thanks for calling, man. Well, good. There's some good Christmas parties out there.
And people who are businesses, think about that.
Yeah!
Throw that party.
We need a good party this year.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
So, you know, Led Zeppelin, of course, won Marcy's March Madness a couple months ago, like the most loved band on this station. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I still think that's my favorite Zeppelin song right there, When the Levee Breaks. I love that song.
All right.
Can't get enough of it.
Let's talk about songs that you fell in love with before you realized they were dirty.
Or you didn't know they were naughty.
Right.
When you were a kid.
Or maybe you still don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's the thing.
I think we have a couple examples.
Well,
actually.
One example is the Beatles' Ticket to Ride. I was not aware of this.
Uh-huh.
But there's a lot of speculation that the famous Beatles track is actually about prostitutes. Hmm. The ticket in question may refer to the doctor-issued card, which sex workers in Hamburg, Germany carried as proof of clean of bill health. Clean bill of
right.
health.
Right, yeah, yeah. Interesting. Yeah, Ticket to Ride.
Who knew?
Yeah, wow. Always sheds a different light on a song when you suddenly have
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Oh, well, come on. Who didn't know that? Unless you were 10.
That was pretty easy.
Yep.
Violent Femmes, Blister in the Sun.
That just sounds like a naughty song. That's just got so much going on in it.
Yeah. Masturbation talking. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. That's a couple TLC songs. Here's one that surprised me.
Mm-hmm.
All My Life by Foo Fighters.
Oh, yeah. We were just tell kids about this. This is crazy.
Hey, don't let it go to waste. I love it, but I hate the taste.
I always wondered what that meant.
Keeping me down.
I always wondered what that meant.
According to Dave Grohl, the song is about orally pleasing a woman.
Ah, did not know that.
I didn't either.
I just imagine Dave going, come on, guys. What are you, stupid? Of course that's what it's about. Come on.
Don't be so dumb.
Sorry, Dave.
818-955-KLOS if you started loving a song and then you realized, oh, it's not what I thought it was. Especially if you fell in love with it as a younger person.
Yeah, I think one of my favorite examples was explored on Arrested Development when they started singing. It was Michael and his cousin or whatever.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, yes. Thank you. Singing Afternoon Delight, Starland Vocal Band.
Yes, that's one
like,
of them.
Halfway through the song, they're like, wow, hold on, wait.
Let's stop singing this to each other.
Listen to this. Bruce Wayne Newton tweeted at us.
Okay.
At Sluggo and Kevin and Sluggo. Whatever. Jeez.
.com. It's just at Kevin and Sluggo. Yes. It's our names.
Anyway, it's tweeted there. Hurt so good. What could possibly hurt so good? Just Beth says, Hotel California confused her. She thought it was just about a haunted hotel. Hey, I was a kid. What did I know? And Lisa didn't realize that Super Freak was naughty. I guess I don't.
Really?
That's kind of weird.
That seems obvious,
yeah.
too. But I guess if you're younger.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe it doesn't.
Yeah. I think one of my favorite examples was the Who squeeze box.
Maybe. Yeah. But again. Pretty obvious.
Sure.
I think.
Once you get to a certain point in your life, a little experience, yeah.
All right, so 818-955-KLOS is the phone number. Call us now.
That is such a dirty song right there.
I don't think that one is.
Oh, my gosh. It's foul.
I don't think that's foul at all.
Stuff they're talking about in that song.
Nope. I think that's pretty straight up.
Wow,
pretty solid.
Double entendre, that's for sure.
I don't think so. It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo talking about songs you had no idea were so dirty. You have one, sir?
You remember the old song, Yummy, 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 I Got Love in My Tummy?
Boy, you know, you just don't think bubblegum stuff is naughty, but who knew? Right on, thanks for calling. KLOS!
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Good, thank you. Songs that you had no idea were naughty?
Oh, I don't know. I just kind of let you guys know I made it home okay, and everything's good.
All right, good.
Oh, and, good.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay,
all right, great.
We were very concerned. Thanks. Who the hell was that?
Not sure.
What's he talking about? Hi, KLOS. Did you have a song you didn't know was naughty back in the day?
Yeah, Little Feet have a song called Fat Man in the Bathtub. You have any idea what that might be about?
Nope.
I don't know. No, sir. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Grace Jones, pull up to my bumper, baby, in your long black limousine.
You just thought it was a nice dance song, right?
Oh, my God. It wasn't until recently when I read a book about the disco era that they explained it was about sex.
About, yeah.
Yeah, stop.
Things.
Yeah.
From behind. All right.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS. Talk to us about that song you didn't understand.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I guess we shouldn't be so surprised that Mr. David Eric Grohl had that naughty song We Didn't Know All My Life, because he changed the lyrics to crack in that song. Gonna give up the booze. Gonna give up the crack.
Yep.
No one night stand. Baker Street cover. Love that.
Love that, too. We are talking about songs that you had no idea were so dirty. You have one?
Is Semi-Charm Life by Third Eye Blind.
Oh, what's that about? I didn't know that was naughty. I haven't listened to the lyrics, I don't think.
It's about doing crystal meth and having sex.
Oh, well, yeah, that I knew.
Of course.
Wait, you didn't know that? You didn't catch what they were talking about, though, I guess, right? What's crystal meth? What's sex?
I don't know.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yo.
Hey.
About dirty songs, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't realize they were dirty.
Yeah, there's so many of them. For me, it was Turning Japanese.
Oh, Yep.
That's all we can say.
Right, surprisingly song. Surprisingly naughty song. Hi, KLOS.
This is Mike. Rosie from Jackson Browne. It's about masturbation.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'd say about half the songs are about masturbation.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing else to do. Yeah. See, because thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. You got a naughty song you didn't realize was naughty?
Yes. That perverted song. So when I go, she's just 16 years old, leave her alone.
Oh, Benny Mardones.
Oh, right.
What was the name of that song?
Pervert.
Yeah. Well, that was pretty clearly naughty song.
Yeah.
Benny Mardones. That was on... That was one of those bring back songs that a certain guy you know, I think, had a hand in.
Bean was actually
right.
Yeah.
My music director. He's responsible for that.
Thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS. Call him at home.
How you
Let's
doing?
Bother Bean. Good. How are you?
Good. This is Rodney from Corona and by Led Zeppelin. Hey, what can I say what can I do?
Right. Right on, man. Thank you for calling. Hey, KLOS.
I Dig a Pony by the Beatles.
Oh. Yeah, they were
all those drug references.
Right. They had a lot going on in there, buried in their records.
They did, yeah.
Yeah.
What I can't believe is that song, It's Cold Outside, Baby, It's Cold Outside, that's supposed to be dirty now?
I know, right? Everybody's very upset. What was that one you were telling us, the story in Disneyland? Prince Charming is now in trouble
for
grabbing a kiss when he was
whatever.
Yeah. Well, let's get back to the old days, shall we?
Yeah, right absolutely.
On. Thanks for calling, man.
You know how all terrible stories come out of Florida?
Always. Birthplace, yeah.
Florida is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good story that came out of Florida.
Nope, not possible.
I know. That's what you would think.
What's the state next to it? Georgia or something? That's probably where it really was. It was right on the borderline. Florida-Georgia line.
No, it was in Gainesville.
Huh.
Gainesville, Florida.
I will be darned.
A diner at a North Florida restaurant gathered the staff of 10 people together to thank them for their hard work, and then gave them a $10,000 tip.
Wow! Really?
Yes.
Wow! That's awesome. That's amazing.
To share. Yeah. Which is probably smart.
Sure. Yes.
If you give one person the 10 grand?
Oh, no. No, there'll be...
I'll share with
a waiter was stabbed late last night in the parking lot by a fellow waiter.
Gave him a $10,000 tip to share.
That's awesome.
Happened last Tuesday night. A man and his wife finished eating at...
Yeah.
Wahoo Seafood.
Get the hell out of here.
So for that...
A $10,000 tip at Wahoo.
For that restaurant, that's a huge tip.
Yes,
I mean, it's a huge tip for any restaurant.
No matter what.
But Wahoo's is...
Yeah. Maybe in Vegas, you might expect it on a Friday night, and then they come back
going... an expensive restaurant.
Yeah,
maybe.
Exactly. Yeah.
Somebody who's been up gambling or whatever.
Yeah, you'd think they'd come back in the morning, oh, man, I was really wasted. Did you cash that? Because... Gonna have it back,
right?
But no, that's awesome.
He said he's very thankful to the diner because the employees have been loyal to the restaurant through the pandemic. He was very happy that he had a place to go that could probably deliver, I assume, or take out or whatever.
What have you.
But he was just happy with the employees, and he said, here's 10 grand, split it.
That does so much, man. That's
it
so
really
good
does.
For them. Yeah, that's great.
Now, we always take phone calls of failures here because it makes us laugh.
And jerks.
Let's be honest. Yeah. Failures and jerks make us laugh.
Yes.
But let's take some decent stories from waiters and waitresses.
Oh, nice.
Because I know that you do get stiffed sometimes.
Often
sometimes.
Sure. But the opposite's got to be true. There's got to be some
occasionally,
stories.
Occasionally,
like,
yes.
Maybe not 10 grand.
No, whatever.
Yeah.
Anything that's, let's say, more than 25%.
Yeah, exactly.
Of your bill.
There you go.
So you had an amazing customer with an amazing tip. You don't hear these stories very often.
Yeah.
But let's have them now at 818-955-KLOS. If you're a waiter or waitress, 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, California's rock station.
That's a short song.
Wait, we're on the air?
Yeah, I guess so.
How about that? It's funny how that happens.
I don't
happens.
Know how this works, actually.
Listen, we have a timer. Yes, it counts backwards. And yes, it does go from 10 to 0.
Huge numbers. Whatever, man. I'm busy.
Sometimes we don't notice it.
Yeah, you know.
That's all.
Yeah.
We're talking about you're a waiter or waitress, and you received an unbelievably gracious big tip.
Hello.
Hi there. You're a waiter or waitress? It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi. I'm wanting to win some tickets.
Oh, we're not doing that right this second. Not doing that right this second.
Very soon, though. Be ready.
Wow. What he said.
Wow.
KLOS, hello.
So basically, I got a new job at Vaughn, and I don't know a lot because I'm new. Mm-hmm. And this random lady comes up to me, and she asks me where asparagus is. And, like, I don't work for the produce, so I'm like, I don't know. And then, like,
I don't know, man.
Yeah, and then she just, like, tells me that, like, I'm worthless. So I'm like, oh, it sucks. And so, like, I left her. And then this, like, random dude, like, came up, and he tipped me $20 just for giving him, like, a pound of salmon. And, like, that's only, like, $8.
And he gave you an extra $20 just because you pointed him to the salmon, or?
Yeah, like, I don't know. He was just having a good day or something.
Wow.
Like, he didn't even say anything to me.
You don't think it has anything to do with the other woman or anything, do you? You think it was just, like, totally random?
Oh, you think it was, like, his wife?
Yeah, yeah.
His wife came out and said, I hated that kid.
Yeah, oh, come on, man. Be nice. I'm going to go give him 20.
Yeah, like, I don't know if he, like, saw that, like, saw the lady yell at me.
Right?
But, like, he was just like, dude, you dropped this. And I was like, oh, okay. Like,
dude, you dropped this.
$20.
Well, that's a hell of a day. That's a very strange first day.
Yes.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling. KLOS, hello.
Yes, sir. First, I want to say y'all make radio interesting.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, thank you.
Anyway, I wasn't worried about a delivery driver for Pizza Hut in Georgia, and I got a $70-something tip on a $20-something order.
No kidding.
Wow, really? Just like on a random, normal day?
No, what happened was he was hammered, and when I got there, he had a $100 bill. I said, you got change for 100? I said, no. Because we never tell a customer.
No, yeah.
Sure. Uh-uh. And
he
said, wait, can you keep it then? I said, sure.
Yes, I can. I can do that for you.
That I can accommodate.
Nice.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS. Someone tipped you big time and well. We want to hear about it.
Started this hour talking about a person that gave a $10,000 tip at Wahoo's.
Oh, man, that is amazing.
For everybody to split because they appreciated the fact that everybody was there last year during the pandemic.
Anybody that's done anything like that,
yeah.
You rule. Good on you.
So we are talking about the best tips you've ever gotten.
I was dishwasher at this Korean barbecue restaurant, working with this older Indonesian guy, working there to save up money to see his family in Indonesia. We were getting minimum wage. We weren't getting any tips because the way it got split up, you know, dishwashers didn't really get anything.
Right.
So even when he was doing waiting stuff and me doing waiting stuff, we wouldn't get any tips. So I knew when he was going to be working and stuff, when he was going to be waiting. So we waited for him to be our waiter. And we all tipped, I think there was like 12 of us, and we all tipped about $100 so we can get him to see his family in Indonesia.
That's fantastic.
Oh, dude, that's awesome, man. That's he must really have been cool. Pretty happy with that.
Oh, yeah, he was a good dude. I think he's still over there. I don't know. I haven't seen him since, so I hope he's hope he's with his family.
I'd go so far as to say you're a good dude.
Yeah, man, that's very cool. Well done. Well, good on you.
All right, I'll see you again.
Right on, man. Appreciate calling. Thanks.
Bye. KLOS, hello.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Listen, I was tipped big time when I was bartending in Colorado. It's one gentleman and his two brothers used to circle around the bar scenes in Boulder. One of the gentlemen, the eldest brother, used to drink Stoli straight out of a pint glass.
Yes.
Yeah. And what they do throughout the evening is they throw 20s or 100s into my tip jar.
Wow.
Hey. So usually after they showed up, I usually made close to $500-$600 just
damn.
That night.
Just from them.
Just from them. Them and their friends.
So I love
the
them.
Brothers and whoever came in with them. Oh, I love them too.
Yeah, I guess.
When they came in, my wallet opened up and my eyes.
Sure.
Right.
You made sure that you were waiting the one that was definitely tending them, right? You're like,
what
no way, I got this.
Come over here. What can I get for you?
Yeah. It was just me in the bar, though.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay. Sweet.
All right. Yeah.
Wow.
I was the only bartender those nights.
That is awesome. Thanks for calling, man. It's nice to know that happens.
Every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. It's good to know. I know a regular basis, apparently, with that guy. That's cool.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I used to work in the moving industry. My name's Carl.
Mm-hmm.
And the agency I worked for got a lot of movie stars and stuff like that. And there was two, which shocked me. Kirstie Alley was building this mansion in Kansas. And we delivered her stuff out of there, out of Encino. And she tipped us $200, which was totally cool.
Oh, you know, no kidding.
A piece. Yeah. Wow, nice.
That's great.
That's cool. Man. Yeah, good for her.
And the other cat was Bob Strickland, who was the real... Happy Burlington, Bob Black Sheep kind of guy that did the acting with Steve Seagal. We moved him to Idaho, and he had the Pappy Burlington motorcycle, and it's like, oh my God, we took half the trailer to pad this thing.
Wow.
But he took like $700.
Wow. I need to get into moving.
No, you don't. That's way too much work. I mean, the horror stories I've heard is unbelievable, but that's great that they tip, man. That's awesome.
Yeah. Just good. A lot of them did, you know, Dionne Warwick, Sylvester Stallone.
Really? Sly coughed up some cash? That's cool. Good for him.
Yeah. Well, his mother, actually.
Oh.
Hey, Mom, what are you doing? Get that money back.
Listen,
you're Adrian.
Right on. Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Good kid, Dave. $1,200.
Wow. Wow. What?
Where were you working? What were you doing?
Well, I was doing a Subway commercial, and I filled his head, and the guy... Cashman, take it to his house, drop it off. I did that, and
gave
you $1,200
bonus. Wow. Damn.
That's nice. Do you need anything else done, sir?
Yeah. Right?
For a kid.
That's crazy.
You mean to move in or anything?
Give you a bath? Whatever. There's a new movie about the Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah, this is crazy.
You may not know them. They're basically a rap group.
Oh, I think everybody knows ICP to some degree. Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And they paint their faces like clowns.
Yeah.
And they have diehard fans.
Big time. If you're into that band, you are into that band.
Yes, you're a juggalo is the name that you get.
Mm-hmm.
And not that long ago, the FBI decided to call them a crime gang. Is that what they call it?
Yeah, the fans.
The fans.
Because there's certain criteria that certain organizations can fit. And if you really look at that, it could be almost anyone. Like Raiders fans could be in this list if they wanted to put them on here. Because it fits a few weird things that the FBI has decided this is unacceptable.
They don't love the fans painting their faces.
Right.
Which, since when is that illegal? That's odd.
Yeah.
So here's the trailer for a new movie that's coming out called The United States of Insanity.
It's a documentary.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd like to introduce the plaintiffs, the Insane Clown Posse.
This morning, the ACLU filed a federal lawsuit challenging the designation of a musical fan base as a criminal gang.
Yeah, so if you're a fan of the band, you are in a criminal gang, is what they're actually saying.
Which means if you're wearing a shirt, an ICP shirt,
out in public somewhere,
they can put you on the list.
Yeah, they can stop you. Cops can stop you, get your name, and put you on a list. You know what's really weird is I was just talking about this last week on that other little thing that I do about the B-52s, who are the most G-rated, nice, happy band. In Russia in the 80s, they were on a long list of things, bands, and music you need to avoid.
Is that all right?
Yeah, and do you know why?
No.
Because they promote violence. The B-52s. Exactly. So this is Soviet Russia in the 80s saying things like what these guys are saying right this second.
The clown duo is Violent J and Shaggy 2 Dope.
Which is granted silly.
Right, of course. But you're allowed to like silly.
Of course.
You're allowed. I mean, it would be like a Kiss fan.
Right.
Painting their face.
Right.
Same thing.
It's amazing it didn't happen.
Yep.
Yeah.
We're going to war with the FBI. We've made USA Today's worst album of the year, GQ's worst artist of all time. We embrace the hate.
I love a band that knows
I do too.
Where they're at.
They love
hilarious.
They love the hate.
Yeah.
They love that they're... If you're going to get named on the worst band list. You want to be the worst.
Primus sucks.
Yes.
Is what they put on Primus's shirt.
Yes, agreed.
And it wasn't just about representing a bunch of people who painted their face.
Our daughter's 4 years old, so are they going to consider her a gang member?
If this would have happened to a band that America liked, the country would be up in arms about this. Stop and take us out of the equation. Look what they're saying.
I am not a gang member.
I am not a gang member.
I am not a gang member.
If having bad taste in music was a crime, every parrot head in the world would be on the gang list.
I like that's brilliant.
I like that they attack another band here.
Yeah. The government can target a group of people based on their musical taste. They can target a group of people based on any reason at all.
I mean, yeah, that's
very true.
Yes.
And very scary.
Yes.
Now, are some ICP fans committing crimes? Of course.
Sure. So are
some of every band.
Barry Manilow is fans have gone out and raised a little
crazy.
Hell. Yeah.
Man, they steal cars and kill people. Manilow heads are really nuts.
Manilows. All right. So what is the name of this movie, the documentary?
It is called The United States of In Clown Hold Up.
You said it a little while ago.
That isn't
the United States of Insanity.
Yes, the United States of Insanity.
Yeah, documentary that I think is kind of important in a weird way.
The trailer is on YouTube now if you'd like to see it. I agree.
Check it out, because what?
What indeed?
What?
And now, a moment with Kevin.
I usually do the, what do you call it when you, come on now. It's a setting. Shuffle. Thank you.
Ta-ta!
Thank you. I'm very proud of that.
This has been a moment with Kevin.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. And, you know, Kevin and I were both at another radio station here in Los Angeles. I don't know if you knew that at one point in time. And I have to say that Michael Ellis is kind of picking songs from that station today. We've been asking your five favorite songs from your five favorite bands. And Michael Ellis hit us up so far with some Alice in Chains, Nirvana, right there. And Soundgarden now.
Oh, I was just wondering if you would mind telling us what your five favorite KLOS bands and songs were. That's what we've been asking for a while now online, your top five. And then from time to time, different times during the day, like, for example, at 11 o'clock this morning, we decided to run Neil Prophet's five favorite songs and bands, included Beatles and Led Zeppelin and Van Halen. And now it's Michael Ellis's turn. The next five songs you're going to hear are ones that he told us at KLOS.com that he loves to tiny little pieces and wanted to hear. So here you go. Michael Ellis is our guest DJ for your top five right now on KLOS. The Beatles movie Magical Mystery Tour was on display for a few to see on this day in rock in 1967 when they held a preview of it at the Royal Lancaster Hotel in London.